Right, let's go down to KwaZulu-Natal. A Pietermaritzburg High Court judge will today decide about a case brought against the Umsunduzi local municipality. This is in regard to a landfill site in the New England Road area. The community there has been fighting with the municipality for ages, saying that this is an environmental hazard and a public health disaster. And after years of this, the Human Rights Commission took this up and approached the Pietermaritzburg High Court to force the municipality to come up with a plan. The municipality argued that budgetary constraints and a number of other reasons were put forward. But it's an important case because I don't think it's often that the Human Rights Commission goes to the court in this direct manner. I may well be wrong, but someone who will clear all that up for us is Advocate Lloyd Lotz, who is the SAHRC provincial head for KwaZulu-Natal. Advocate Lotz, welcome and thanks very much for your time. First of all, any word yet from the court?
Thank you very much, and good afternoon to your listeners as well.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard my question. Any word yet from the court?
Yes, in fact, today was a very interesting day because we did receive judgment and the order of court today on this very important matter. And quintessentially, this matter was really a constitutional matter. And, you know, in terms of our papers, it did show that there was, you know, over a period of 10 to 20 years, of course, we focused on 10 years, where there's just been mismanagement of the landfill sites. And we were arguing really on the fact that the municipality had actually breached environmental laws and the constitution, section 24 to be exact. And we also were seeking a structural interdict where we wanted the municipality to be supervised by the court in terms of complying with the laws,
yes,
but also in terms of producing a comprehensive action plan so as to dispense with its obligations in managing the site.
So what do you want the court or the municipality to do? Do you want them to move the people away from the landfill site, or do you want the landfill site the physical problems there to be addressed? What if the municipality is to say, right, we're ready to get started with what?
Well, basically what happened, you know, the landfill site is a highly regulated, operation.
Right.
In as much as, I mean, there were historical issues here, you know, it actually predated, you know, our democracy in terms of the location of the site. So our focus really was that in as much as there are people that are sort of living very close to the site who are acutely affected by hazardous waste and emissions, etc.
Yes.
However, we did see that if the site was well managed, the impacts on people of Sobandu, which is a township very close by and surrounding areas, would have actually been very, very minimal. But what we saw over the years, when we looked at the body of evidence and the facts, really, was that the landfill site or the municipality was not complying with its waste management license and other laws over 10 years. So it was quite an indictment when we saw the fact. That is why, as the commission, we then decided, no, this matter requires the court to intervene, because we also saw that the department, the competent authority, the Department of Environmental Affairs, you know, in the province, had failed to get the municipality to comply. They had even tried cooperative governance, which also failed.
So I would assume when you refer to competent authority, you're talking about in strictly in the legal sense. Let me ask you this, Advocate. People who live in other parts of South Africa but feel they might have a similar kind of problem, does this set any kind of precedent? I mean, does this find its way into case law where people in the Western Cape or Limpopo could come along and say, as the Pietermaritzburg High Court found, this is what we want done in Polokwane or Paarl?
Well, it actually sets the scene, because
yes,
in as much as the case, you know, in terms of the order and the judgment, it's applicable within the division, within KwaZulu-Natal. it certainly has implications, direct application in KwaZulu-Natal.
Right.
But in other parts of the country, it's certainly going to have, you know, an influence where you know, similar matters, they can now, you know, look at the matter within KwaZulu-Natal or within the Pietermaritzburg High Court and say, we have a similar issue.
Yes.
But obviously, it applies directly now.
Thanks very much. Advocate Lloyd Lotz, South African Human Rights Provincial Commission, Provincial Head for KwaZulu-Natal. Anyone out there living in a community or perhaps connecting with a community through visiting family or doing some kind of business there where landfill maintenance is a major issue, do give us a call and tell us about that. And I'm sure you'd follow with interest what happened in Pietermaritzburg. I suspect this is not the only part of the country where this is a problem.